and she held the little rabbit close in her arms and flew with him into the wood. It was light now, for the moon had risen. All the forest was beautiful, and the fronds of the bracken shone like frosted silver. In the open glade between the tree trunks, the wild rabbits danced with their shadows on the velvet grass. But when they saw the fairy, they all stopped dancing and stood round in a ring to stare at her. "I've brought you a new playfellow. You must be very kind to him and teach him all he needs to know in Rabbitland, for he is going to live with you forever and ever." And she kissed the little rabbit again. "Run and play, little rabbit." But the little rabbit sat quite still for a moment and never moved. For when he saw all the wild rabbits dancing around him, he remembered about his hind legs. And he didn't want them to see that he was made all in one piece. He did not know that when the fairy kissed him that last time, she had changed him altogether. And he might have sat there a very long time, too shy to move, if just then something hadn't tickled his nose. And before he thought what he was doing, he lifted his hind toe to scratch it. He actually had hind legs. Instead of dingy velveteen, he had brown fur, soft and shiny. His ears twitched by themselves, and his whiskers were so long that they brushed the grass. He gave one leap, and the joy of using those hind legs was so great that he went springing about the turf on them, jumping sideways and whirling around as the others did. He grew so excited that when at last he did stop to thank the fairy, she had gone. He was a real rabbit at last, at home with the other rabbits.